Let's practice using the objectivity specificity matrix to classify 4 statements. The first statement, the instructor doesn't know how to engage students in discussion, is a judgmental interpretation in that the author draws the conclusion that the instructor doesn't know how to do something rather than describing what he or she saw. It is also general, lacking specific information that might be helpful in understanding what is happening in the classroom. The second statement, the instructor missed an important opportunity to engage a student in discussing the mood of the poem, is more specific, but still uses judgmental language, such as missed an important opportunity. The statement, therefore, is less about what actually happened and more about what the author thinks ought to have happened. The third example, the instructor answered his own questions, is certainly more descriptive, but still very vague, and as a result, may not shed light on concrete instructional practices. Finally, the fourth example, when the instructor asked, "What are we hearing a lot of?" he answered the question and counted the number of times rage appeared in the poem, uses both specific and descriptive language that sheds light on teaching practice. We recommend using this activity of placing statements on the matrix to support faculty before they begin observing instruction.